Hi, welcome back, everybody. You are joining us for episode 15 of Opes and Dreams podcast, your friendly local neighborhood podcast about life's humbling moments and lots of other stuff. How are you doing today, Karin?
I'm doing good.
Good?
Yeah, why not?
Like a genuine good mood? Fake it till you make it,
fake
folks.
Fake it till you make it. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not in a good mood. I exist.
Great.
I exist today.
I'm in a exist.
I am in a existing period of my life right now.
I love it.
Yeah, it's gloomy here for all those that don't live near us. Mm-hmm. It's crap out. Mm-hmm. Again, it's all we ever get to talk about because the weather's never nice here anymore.
Right. Or we're never recording on a day where the weather is nice.
Right.
Because we've had nice days.
Yeah, we had three in total. Months. In 2025. Total. Last year, my memories popped up on Facebook, and last year I was already paddleboarding and at the beach and having beach days this time last year. Yeah, I had fallen and hurt in my shoulder or elbow. I can't remember. I hurt my arm last time a year ago, and it's fine now.
Good.
Right. If anybody was worried.
Takes us a long time to recover.
Yeah,
since we
yeah,
age.
Yeah. Full year to just get past my
I sprained my pinky 3.5 years ago. It still hurts. Actually, true. I can't crack the knuckle that I have bleeding right now from dry cuticles because it's also somehow dry.
It's very dry.
All of my skin has been really dry. But I jammed this middle finger freshman year trying to catch a football. And the tip of the football landed right on the tip of my finger.
Were you trying to impress boys?
No, I'm an active person, and I've always enjoyed being an active person, you dick. But I can't crack that knuckle anymore.
Well, that's too bad.
Since then. It's fine, though.
It is what it is, I suppose. You've got other ones, it's fine.
I have a few others.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
So what about that last episode? That was nice, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Good stuff. Oh, good guest. We love having a guest.
Hope you guys listened to it. If you didn't, it's with Carolyn from Schnitzel Bear Studios. And it was just a joy.
Yeah, it really was. It was a good time. So if you haven't listened, do that. I don't know why you would ever choose to listen to this episode over
You go that ahead. One, we'll wait.
Because we are not exciting. As you've known for the last 15 weeks of your life. So why you would skip over that one to come to this one?
Yeah.
It's one of God's little mysteries.
Right?
I suppose. only God knows.
We can't talk about ourselves because we're not as exciting as others.
We're really not. But aren't we, though? Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
We make it fun.
I'm in a very weird spot where I don't know. I just don't know if I'm good at anything.
Why? You're so good at so many things.
I don't know about that.
Every time you get frustrated that something's not working the way you want it to, I've just learned, I'm just be like, okay, you know, frustration validated, but you'll figure it out. You always do.
Mm-hmm.
And then 25 minutes later, I figured it out in all caps.
My boss says the same thing to me. He's just like, you always say no before you actually do it.
Right.
But I just can't handle not being able to be perfect at everything.
Mm.
Which is funny because I've never been perfect at anything in my life. So I don't know where this pressure comes from, honestly.
Maybe it's because you've never been perfect. So you just like need to be.
Yeah. Right. It's a lot to unpack, I'm sure.
I tell Devere that nobody's perfect. And the fact that you have imperfections means you're perfect.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Great.
It's great.
Yeah, I was also noticing this as one of, it's a very big character flaw of mine, for sure, that frustration, which we're not going to get too into detail about, but it is with me and my, like, very type A perfectionism, to the point where somebody cannot even be critiquing me. It's just, like, anything around what I'm doing, and I want to set the world on fire because I'm like, how dare you insult
the idea
of the work that I may or may not eventually put out at some point. I'm not one of those people that takes criticism and is like, I'm going to learn from that. I'll learn my own lesson. Thank you very much.
Stubbornly.
Very stubbornly. It just takes me a while.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with like, So my patio set, for example, that I just got super excited to finally have a patio set. My awesome cousin gave me her patio set and it came with some cushions that obviously it's been outside for a long time. So the cushions have seen better days. Mm-hmm. They're salvageable, but they're, you know, got dirt and years of being outside and the dog was on them and stuff like that. And so I was excited that I'd just go get new cushions for this patio set. Right. Turns out, we went to 3 different stores, and there's not a single patio cushion in existence that matches my patio set because it's made by Martha Stewart Living, and she makes her own custom size everything, so you can't just buy replacements for it. So I was talking to my client yesterday who's like, just throw them in the commercial washer at the laundromat.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
But here's the thing. If one of those cushions got dismorphed at any point and I couldn't have a matching set, I would sooner throw the entire patio set away. I wouldn't even even consider for a second having mismatching cushions on my patio set.
Wow.
I will not. I would throw the whole thing away. I would just give up and get over, and I would spend $600 and get a whole brand new set before I would ever consider having a mismatch cushion.
That's ridiculous.
It's just who I am.
It's really hard to be you, isn't it?
It's really hard. It hurts a lot in here. It's a lot of confusion and hurt. Pain. My brain hurts all the time when things aren't going the way I need them. The helmet.
It's great. I love you anyway.
It's a real problem.
Yeah.
It's getting worse, though. It's getting worse and worse.
I think it's getting funnier.
Oh, good. I'm glad you find joy in it. I'm so grateful that I have a friend that will put up with me. I have 3 friends, in fact, total.
You mean 3 emotional support people.
Yes, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. 3 people that will just...
It's very different.
3 emotional support tolerant
comes with people. A lot of responsibility.
So shout out to Kylie, Deb, and Dan. I'm sorry.
We're in this together, you guys.
You all know. Anyway.
Oh,
that's
great.
That's enough of that.
Awesome.
What's it like being perfect with no flaws?
Oh,
do you want to tell me about that?
Man, I don't even know where to begin.
When you figure it out, write a book or something, let me know.
I do kind of want to write a book. I've thought about it before.
I have
a lot of time.
I have a friend that could help you.
Her name is Sage.
Her name is Sage. Shout out to Sage. I haven't mentioned you yet.
It's been 8 minutes.
It's just, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Should we write a book? A collective book? What would we know? It would, no.
No.
I changed my mind. Terrible idea.
That's, no.
Nope. We're good on that.
I don't want to do that with you.
Not at all.
We wouldn't get past the first paragraph without you
taking over and
talking
the whole thing
into
myself.
Your phone to make ChatGPT write it instead.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I actually have a really funny follow-up from 2 episodes ago. When we talked about my brother-in-law ordering Christmas cards through a company.
Yes.
And then the company does a donation and they plant trees.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany listened to the episode as she does every week loyally. And
mm-hmm.
she texted me the photo of the card that came with this year's most recent offering. He does still do it.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to read the card. It says, "Son of a birch. It's time to think of another tree pun to describe my love for you. Of you forever. Don't worry about me ever actually running out of the puns. I am prolific." My foreigner, everybody.
Does he make himself?
Yes.
Wow. Hallmark is going to be knocking on his door after
he's
he hears
prolific.
This. Prolific.
That's the best. I just think that's the funniest and sweetest thing. That also, speaking of the family, it's Casey's birthday today. Happy 3rd birthday to nephew Casey.
He's 3 years old.
And Mike's sister Katie. They share the birthday. So. My Aunt Nadia.
I feel like it's somebody's birthday, but. Oh, well. Sorry.
Kenny Weiser.
Kenny Leiser. Happy birthday, Kenny Leiser. For those who don't know Kenny Leiser, he is an amazing local musician here in Madison. He also is a producer, and he puts out a lot of awesome albums, and he's just incredible. And he is the husband of my boss, Haley, at the Pilates studio. And he's just wonderful. So happy birthday, Kenny, for those who don't know Kenny. And I'm going to, I don't know how to mute her when she does that. The air horns.
You can't mute me.
I'll figure
it out. Don't try.
I'll figure it out. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. Well, I can go do that editing set where, or the editing like setting where it's noises, unnecessary noises.
Right.
But then I'd be too worried. The whole thing would be erased.
Exactly. When we were first testing out like sound software, there was one that removed all of the fun things that I do, all of my little
whoopsie noises. Bummer.
So sad. So sorry.
So sad about that.
Gosh.
What a shame.
I know, right?
What a damn shame. I can't believe I'm completely switching subjects.
Great, what's up?
Because this is what we do, because we got to fill 45 to 50, 60 minutes somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that bonfire's in 3 weeks.
I know!
I'm almost terrified, honestly.
Band advances are being edited, and I have to send them out this week.
It was time to prepare for this. I certainly don't. And I think it's because of the weather, because it seems, like, unfathomable that it's, like, coming up in a couple of weeks. Like, what are we going to do?
I know.
I can't do this if it's this cold and this kind of weather out. I can't.
Yeah, I told Kat and Christina to bring layers.
Like, what am I supposed to do? I keep having nightmares that it's like summer's over. That like it just goes right to winter.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I can't do it. I can't do it if it's cold.
Can't do it.
I just can't.
Just skip summer because it's too cold?
No, I mean skip like doing things outdoors for many days at a time if it's not warm out. I mean, I'm not going to because I can't.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's gonna be really hard. I'm gonna bring my potato sack though.
Of course you are.
I've decided. Because that will be very helpful. And I also my very warm Sorel boots because I'm still going to be dressing for winter in June.
Yeah.
Because it won't stop being shitty out.
It just gets so cold out there night. Like once the sun hits the trees.
And damp.
It drops like 15 degrees right away.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your layers. Bring your good socks. Your warm socks. Your long underwear.
Is the camper available for bonfire? Have we found out?
Mom and Dad's.
Are they going?
I don't know. Probably.
Hmm.
We'll ask brother.
It's always nice. It's always nice to have that as an option because we have heat.
Right.
And then we don't have to worry about weather. I mean, I'll have the minivan to sleep in this time. I won't have to worry about tent camping, which I will never do again. Mark my words.
I'm sure I'll be tent camping all summer.
But, yeah. Unless we have the camper of some sort.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Good times. I feel like a princess every time we have that because it's like, it's just really nice.
And she always leaves a little note with a baked treat.
And it's just comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's a nice place to just escape.
Mm-hmm.
And we look cool having one. Somebody thought that it was mine or that it like one of us owned it.
Oh.
Because they were like, you have a pretty sweet camping setup now, don't you? The camper. I'm like, no, I wish. It's a false illusion.
Maybe we'll inherit it someday.
That would be great. And by today, 2025, summer of is a really good time for suggestion.
Yeah.
For that.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Manifest.
Oh. I have a funny story from after Devere's night market.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. So we went to his school and they did like an Asian night market with food and they had little money from the countries they were representing. It was super cute. So Alex told me later on that one of the couples who we're friendly with, she had come up to Alex and was saying hi, but she said, I'm so sorry, but I can't remember your name. I just know that it's not Adam. So when she talks about him to her husband, she'll say, blah, 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 not Adam.
He's just not Adam from now on.
He's just not Adam.
Not Adam from now on. That works for me.
And then they were talking about how the husband plays hockey, and Alex was asking if he plays hockey with somebody that we know. And he was trying to think of his name, and he was like, oh my God, what's his name? And then he goes, it's not Adam, but it's also Alex.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. Oh man. I just want to call people not a different name when I can't remember their name now. That'll be my new thing.
That is good.
Yeah.
Whatever you thought their name was initially, it's just not that.
Until on accident it ends up being their name.
Yeah, exactly.
Which could totally happen to me.
Yeah, totally. Right. So that night market night was very fun. I got to hold the chicken.
Yeah.
Which was the highlight of my life.
Chicky, chicky.
And we went to Sierra Farrell at the Sylvie, and it was a good show.
It was one of those
really, really, really good ones. Mm-hmm. Where it could have gone a completely different direction, but we figured out a way to make it very enjoyable for ourselves, which we will not tell anybody about our secret.
We'll never tell.
Because we don't want anybody taking our secret. Right. But we found a way to have the most amazing seats in the house.
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
For a reasonable rate. And that's all we'll say about that. But it was fun. We stayed for the whole show in the encore. There was a great opening band.
The Broody Brothers.
The Broody Brothers, if you haven't heard of them, go check them out. They're like old school style, like Elvis sounding, like old Western country sort of. I could be messing all that genre up, but they were really, really good.
Yeah.
Big fan.
I liked them a lot.
Yeah.
I forget where they're from.
Portland. Seattle.
Right.
Seattle. Something like that over there.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Good. Check them out.
It was really cold and windy, though. It was one of those nights.
Not as cold and windy as it is today, though. Thank goodness it wasn't wet.
Gosh.
It's very wet.
It was raining so heavily this morning when I got to the salon. I was watching where it puddles on the outside. Mm-hmm. There's a spot in the siding where when we first moved into this space, we had a lot of leaking. The rainwater collects where the siding connects on the outside, and it gets in somehow, and it was coming in through the drywall for years, like 5 years. They opened the drywall about a dozen times to try to get it, and they finally got it. But still, when it rains heavily like that, and you can see the water coming down in that spot outside, I nervously watch above the window, hoping that it doesn't come in.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That sucks.
Yeah, but it didn't come in, so we're good.
That's good. I just spent the last 3 days binge watching old episodes of The Real World Austin.
I thought you were gonna say the new season of You.
No, not yet. I won't yet. I won't watch it yet. I'll wait a little while.
So good.
I bet it is. No spoiler alert. She loves giving a spoiler alert.
I do. I love teasing.
We're not gonna do that. We're not doing that. We want you to survive. But yeah, I rewatched The Real World Austin, which is my favorite. I was a Real World fanatic.
Gross.
From like the very first season on. I've watched every one of them, and I love that show. I don't know what it is, but I've always loved it. But Real World Austin, my favorite one, and it was just like so fun to go back and rewatch it because the stuff that they say and do would never fly. And that was in like 2005.
Oh, yeah.
2005 that season came out. And just like the difference now of like those guys would be canceled so quickly for so many things and it's the same time it was still like just, it took me back in time, like, the style of, like, what the girls were wearing and everything. I was like, man, I remember this like it was yesterday. It brought me back.
The low-rise bell-bottom jeans and the chunky highlights.
Kind of, but not really. It was more like the tank tops with, like, the late, like, how you dress all the time in 2005. The, like, tank tops, the spaghetti strap tank tops and jeans, the layered tank tops.
There was one time recently we were shopping. Alex and Devere and I were at Kohl's, and Alex picked out an outfit for me. It was a pair of jeans, and it was a button-up shirt and a tank top. And I came out, and I was like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I looked like in high school.
It's exactly the same. So funny.
If it ain't broke, keep wearing it.
That's right. It was just really good. It was a good just, like, throwback and something to just, like, kill time with. I was really excited about it. But I got really into it the other day. I watched, like, 11 episodes in one day.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That was the day I clocked out. I'm like, I'm not doing anything today. I'm just watching The Real World Austin. And Dan and I were just there a couple months ago, so it was kind of fun to, like, see all the places that we were at. And We wanted to go there, to their house, actually. That was, like, on my plan to go, but we never ended up doing it. But it's been turned into, like, a steakhouse or something now, the house that they lived in. Hmm. But anyway.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Love it so much.
Yeah. I love it.
Just because it's entertaining. I just watched, am I even done with the season? Could I even finish it? The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's got it. I think that actually might be the most confusing and least exciting reality show. Like, they have such a different, like, culture.
Is it the TikTok Mormon moms?
The mom talks.
The mom talks.
Mom talk. And they're just like, their way of life is just extremely confusing and it just doesn't make sense to me because they are part of like this Mormon school, the LDS church, but they're so sexual.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, because they're married. They're
like Jersey girls.
But not all of them are married. That's the thing is, so there's just like one of them like, spoiler alert if you haven't seen this and whatever.
Oh, who's giving away spoilers now?
Like that kind of spoiler. Because nobody here is watching that show, I'm sure.
I bet you.
But it's not giving away like a plot line or something like that. Okay. I'm just telling you what happened.
At her in the comments.
Sure, none of you care.
Spoils.
One of the girls, so they go to a burlesque club when they're down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't think they would be allowed to be there at that either. But they were there and it was like a very like kind of raunchy burlesque club where the people on stage were doing like a little bit more than burlesque. They were just doing a lot of things, including one woman, trigger warning or I don't know if this should be a trigger warning or like don't let your kids hear this. If Content warning, I guess. One of the burlesque folk takes a joint out of their coochie and lights it and puts it over, and one of the mom talk housewives takes a hit of it.
No.
Yeah.
Scandal.
I didn't know that they could do that. I wouldn't even do that. So that doesn't make me like Amish, Mormon. I don't know.
I don't think I know enough about the Mormon way of life to know what they're not allowed to do.
I know a lot about it. My best friend in high school was Mormon. My ex-boyfriend was Mormon, his family. And I know quite a bit about it. I went to like Mormon dances with my friend in school and everything. I know that they're like, they're not allowed to have coffee. That's like a big, big, big no.
Hmm.
They don't drink alcohol. Some of them can choose to drink alcohol. Some of them don't. But for the most part, the mom talkers don't drink alcohol. But then some of them do. But they also swing. Because, like, there is polygamy, but that's not actually part of the Mormon church anymore, the LDS. They don't like, that's not like a big part of their stuff. There are polygamists, which are separate from LDS or separate from the Mormon church. So they don't really like subscribe to that anymore. But there's like swingers in mom talk, which is how the show got picked up, was there was like a swinging scandal amongst these like women sharing husbands and each other.
So no coffee, but coochie jays are okay.
Coochie J's and other husbands' penises. Fine. Just don't drink coffee. Don't drink that unholy bean water.
Tainted bean water.
Don't you dare.
It's so gross.
Joint out of a taint. Totally okay.
Oh, gross.
Tainted bean water? Absolutely. We're going right to hell.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Taint will just always remind me of that massage chair at Sky Zone. Did we talk about that?
Nope.
Okay, so you guys, you've been to Sky Zone. It's a jumping place for children. We went there for a birthday party, and there's a row of massage chairs for the adults or anybody that wants to do one.
I think we did talk about this, but I don't think the word taint got brought up.
Okay, well, because there's like, you know, there's the leg part and then there's the back part. Mm. There's one that goes right on your butt and just gives you a little massage periodically. It's like part of it.
I wonder who designed that.
I don't want to know who designed that, but we made a lot of jokes about prototypes and like who would have asked for this to be added if it wasn't already added.
Right.
And our friend named his Steve.
Why is it a guy?
I don't know.
Why not?
Just making jokes.
I wonder if they were like maybe left over from some like really weird sort of like kink shop or something. And they were like a weird kink chair, but they were like, they're four for $500. And Sky Zone's like,
deal.
Perfect. Yeah.
But Sky Zones are like everywhere. It's not just here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a franchise.
Yeah. Because I have a client who's from New Jersey, and I was telling him that we were going there. He's like, oh, yeah, he's like 20. And he remembers when Sky Zones opened up when he was in high school and how awesome it was.
I guess I don't know much about him. I just remember, like, DZ Discovery Zone.
Oh. That song sounds really familiar, but I don't think I've ever been there.
It was where, DC Discovery Zone. I can't remember the rest of it, but I think it was on the west side of Madison.
Oh, man.
It was like the next step up from Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm.
Mechanical Rat Pizza and Child Casino.
Which has improved. It's not as gross. Dev had his birthday there last year.
I didn't go to that one.
No.
I missed out on that.
Mm. It was fun.
They had good pizza. Do they still put the little, like, tents on the pizza? Like, those grease tables? Those little white?
I think that's for some delivery places.
Oh. I thought that Chuck E. Cheese had those.
It's to, do you know what that's
to
for?
To keep the box off of it so the cheese. Yeah, so it's like, a grease
so
trap.
When you're at a restaurant and it just comes out, there's no box.
So what do they do it for?
Why are they... Exactly. I'm asking you.
Good question. I don't know why. Anybody know? Why?
I just know.
You would just give waste plastic like that?
The table? The pizza table?
I used to use it as Barbie Dreamhouse tables.
Yeah, we totally kept them.
Yeah. And then you try to make Barbie's legs fit underneath them. Her legs just go out straight and they don't fit. So Barbie can't cross her legs. She can only open them real wide or just walk.
How old were you when you started destroying your Barbies?
I never did.
You never did? Oh, JoJo and I destroyed them. We would cut all of the hair off, and then we would, like...
You had just weird Barbies.
Yeah, and then we would, like, hack off their limbs if they didn't pop out.
No.
Mutilated our Barbies.
No, I never mutilated my Barbies. I was obsessive. I had tons of them. Mm. Tons of Barbies. I was a big Barbie person. That's where I got my sexual education.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's all Barbie play, if that's what they call it. And I don't want to hear that anybody else isn't in the same boat, because that's what everybody did. I'm convinced. Good old Barbie play.
It works, doesn't it?
It worked. Maybe. It didn't. I don't know. To be determined.
Mm. Show me on the doll.
Where the other doll touched you. There's always, like, weird scenarios, though. I mean, I guess it's, like, not much. It's, like, weird, like, you know, Skipper was always involved somehow. And mm-hmm. just weird Barbie stuff.
Weird Barbie stuff. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your weird Barbie stuff.
Yeah. Want to hear about it. Yeah. That's one thing we won't censor you from.
No.
Get in there. Just tell us all of it. Every grimy deed. We'll feature them somehow. We'll make anonymous stories with them if you want to be involved. Or maybe we'll put a story up with tell us your Barbie play,
your weird Barbie
best stuff. Moments. Anyway.
So weird.
Sorry, family.
Sorry.
Not sorry. Once again.
Oh, boy.
So I might... I'm so...
What's up?
Taylor Swift released a teaser of Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version, to Handmaid's Tale, like, video thing.
Oh, is that what you posted on your story? Mm-hmm. I didn't have the sound turned on, mm-hmm. so I just watched the video.
Yeah, so that's exciting stuff. That's what's happened in the last 24 hours. That's exciting. So I've been, even before that happened, I've been debating on trying to rewatch The Handmaid's Tale. I can't get past a certain point. It's hard. It's a really hard show to watch.
Yeah, I've never
but I
watched
really
it.
Want to read it. So I downloaded the book. Sample to read it. Yeah, I want to read it. But mm-hmm. I watched the first season of it a couple times, but there's just such a level of uncomfortability for me. Like, beyond, because I think that it's too like telling of what could actually happen to us.
Too feasible.
Yeah, too feasible.
Yeah.
That show is. And so that kind of creeps me out. It's like pretty much my worst nightmare.
I think I would be able to read the book, but not watch the show. Because
that's what I'm thinking right now. Yeah. That's what I really want to, read the book. And so I'm going to start reading the book. And I think that'll be easier for me to, like, watch the show. Because I love all of the people in the show. Like, I love the characters. Mm. Like, from what I have watched, I really like it. But there's just, like, a certain point that I just, like, can't get past. I just, like, shut it off. And I don't remember if it's just because I get bored or it's just too hard.
Yeah.
I think that just, like, yeah, I think my worst nightmare is what those women go through in that show. Like, right. My absolute worst, you know, nightmares are that. So, I mean, being forced to have children is... No, thank you. You hear that? It's awful. We don't want to do that.
We don't want
to. We shouldn't have to.
This isn't a political podcast, but we are not going to become...
Breeders.
Tale. Yeah. No, thanks.
Not a breeder.
No, thanks.
Anyway...
What else do we have?
I don't know. I'm really trying to think. So I mapped out, or I looked at the calendar because I was mentioning that we're taking a break. If you guys can't tell, I'm really excited about us taking a break.
Yeah, when's that gonna happen?
It's coming up a lot. It's like the month of July.
So how many episodes I think are we
should. I think we should. We'll reach 20.
Okay.
And I think we should take 6 weeks off.
Why? No.
Well, it's either four, but that brings us from all of July into the first 2 weeks of August, because there's one Tuesday in August I won't be able to record at all. So.
Okay.
So I want to take 6 weeks off.
No.
It'll be perfect.
No.
Because then we can, like, reshape things and really, like, get into, like, making it all look and feel and sound better. What do you guys think?
Hmm. Yeah, maybe we could put it to a vote. How long of a break do you want from us?
4 weeks or 6 weeks? You guys are going to be so busy this summer anyway.
I vote for four. I think 6 weeks is too long.
It's long enough.
Everybody's just going to tell us to do five.
5 weeks, done. Deal. 5 weeks.
Oh. I don't want to.
I do.
I like having something to do every single week for the rest of my life. Karin's going to get real tired.
Yeah, I already am.
Yeah. We already had an episode about burnout.
I can't believe I've lasted doing something for 15 weeks.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yay! It's been so fun!
It is fun. I wish we had a studio, though.
Yeah, me too.
That'd it would nice. Make it a lot easier
for I mean, us. This does the job.
It does. It's just not the same. It'd be nice to be able to, like, just go somewhere, meet halfway, and mm-hmm. have that space that it's just that.
Yeah.
You know, just something to set our eyes on for the future.
Right.
Like having 10 listeners.
Right.
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
We'll get something, there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Sure. So I just found out that we are eligible for stars, though. We're finally eligible for the... So this is what I was looking into. We've got the notification that we can be Meta verified.
Yeah.
For Facebook. Oh, not Instagram, but okay. Facebook, which is higher monetization, which okay. I read in the, like, stipulations, there's, like, three different cost options. And I thought this was a little ridiculous. The $40 a month cost to be verified includes being seen in people's...
feed?
Feed.
Just random?
So you have to pay to be seen in people's feed is basically what I'm gathering, which is... kind of what I think a big problem is of why it's so hard to create content and be a creator and get people to follow and stuff, because it's, like, really, like, pulling teeth. But yeah. If things aren't coming up in people's feeds and you have to pay for that, that's just kind of a bummer.
It is kind of a bummer. That's, like,
we don't
less like, organic.
It is less organic. And it, I mean, and I get that, like, you have to pay... I know how that all works. It makes sense. But, like, for smaller hobby podcasts like ours, mm-hmm. like, that's, you know, that's kind of a bummer. $45 a month isn't a ton, but our cost added on for all of the things, I think we're paying roughly about $200 to $300 a month
yeah.
to do this.
Yeah. When it's all added up.
When it's all added up. And not making anything back at all. So
buymeacoffee.com patreon.com/hopesanddreamspodcast.
If you feel like supporting or helping us be able to continue after that 15 weeks, because I think with me, it's one of my other character flaws is that if I don't see something succeeding right away, I give up on it to try to find a better thing to do.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. So you got to go back to the drawing board and figure out different ways to do it.
Hmm.
It's easier to take breaks and like figure that all out rather than doing it in real time, I think. I mean, there's improvements and stuff, but it can get messy that way.
Sure.
I don't know.
I'm a push through kind of person.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
But if the damn cushions don't match, throw the whole thing away. Put that on it. Stitch that on a pillow for me. That's where I'm at.
Throw the whole fucking thing.
The whole fucking thing. Put it in the trash. If one cushion has a flaw, I don't want to see it ever again.
Gosh. So wrong.
It is.
Everyone, you know, they would all match if they were each a different color.
Don't bring color into this.
All different colors.
I'm wearing a color right now.
Two, three whole colors.
I know.
I like your socks. Your socks are really cute.
I'm very colorful today.
You are.
But this blue is my personal. It's beautiful on me, if I do say so myself. So.
I remember when you got that.
Yeah. I wore it a lot this summer. I love it. It's springy. And I just got rid of like 13 bags of clothes, like large gallon bags of clothes. I purged so much. Oh. So now I have just the things that I like, the pieces that I really like. So
how often do you guys, listeners, purge your closets? That's a great question.
Yeah.
Some people do it every year
mm-hmm.
because they're crazy and on top of their shit.
Jealous.
Some of us do it like once every 3 to 5 years. I should do it. I have stuff. I have clothes in the dresser drawers that outline my bed frame. I have two of Alex's dresser drawers in his. I have my largest half of our walk-in closet. I have half of the closet in the guest room that's where my dresser also is full. So I have stuff hanging in that dresser. And then I have like three tubs of clothes in Devere's closet.
Time to go through that.
It's so much stuff.
It is.
Somebody and help me.
It was so easy to go through it. I mean, I was in the mood that day and I was just in the mood to chuck it all away. And there was some stuff that like the last few times I've tried to purge clothes that I could not let go of.
Mm.
Like I was like emotionally attached to some of the outfits for whatever reason. And this time I was like, no, I'm getting rid of everything that has a print. Like, there are no hippie-looking clothes left in my closet.
Sad.
Maybe one dress I kept that has, like, floral print and is bright colored.
Hmm.
It gone. All of it.
Dang.
Like, it is just... I probably should have given you some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some dresses you would have loved, but they're gone. Because you need more stuff.
Where did you bring them? I'll go buy them.
They're all at St. Vinny's.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I mean, I got really, really lucky, like... Part of the reason it takes me so long to purge is because I get really nervous about, like, going to them. Because they're going to judge me for, like, stuff that I'm donating or whatever.
Oh.
But I got there and there was nobody there. There were just the bins out. So I just got to chuck it all in and drive away really, really fast. So I was like, good luck with that.
Yes. The last time I did a big purge was enough time after pregnancy where I had, like, accepted the new body.
Mm-hmm.
So I got rid of all, like, of the old jeans that I was never going to fit into again. Even if I lost all the weight, they still just wouldn't fit because the hip change. And that had to be, like, when we moved in here. It was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the last time I did a huge purge.
Yeah.
I'm due.
It feels good. I mean, I was, like, once I have everything finished, like... I still have like a couple loads of laundry to do and go through those. But for the most part, I went through pretty much everything and I just got a dresser and I'm really, really excited because I haven't had a dresser in a really long time. I have this giant, media table. It's very beautiful. But I just don't have use for it anymore. And even looking ahead at like moving into Dan's house, eventually, like there's no room for it or nowhere we would even put it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to finally just put it out on the curb. And so I'm waiting for a day to do that. And then I'll finally have a dresser with decent sized dresser. I'm just excited to have it all like organized and know what I have
nice.
So that I can buy new things.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm capable of doing that purge where you just, like, you get into that mood or mode of, like, you look at it, you're like, nope,
gone. Doesn't bring me joy.
Gone, gone, gone. Like, there are so many things that I've held on to because I like to put, like, outfits together for theme days mm-hmm. and costumes. Mm-hmm. I always have that one piece where I'm like, oh, I can use that for this kind of theme night. So I have a hard time getting rid of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I also have clothes from high school still.
Yep. Same.
That fit me.
I did too.
And I've got a bunch of sweaters that were made by Kathy's great aunt Helen.
Oh, nice.
That I can never get rid of because right. I asked for them and they're beautiful and very soft. But yeah, it's just a lot of seasonal stuff that I'll put away because I'll be like, oh, I'm doing such a good thing. I'm going to swap out all my seasonal stuff. And then I never take that other stuff back out.
I just remembered the bins of sweaters down in my basement. I forgot all about them. So I've got more to do. It's a work in progress.
Yes.
I've got a lot of things in my basement that I want to go through too.
Never ending.
Yeah, it's just, I don't like moving things from one place to another. I'd rather just get rid of all of it and start over every single time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Well, I have to get all my stuff out of Devere's closet so he can start to use his
right.
closet.
Right. Now that he's at that age that he's closet usable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll like climb on top of the tubs that I have stacked in there to get to stuff on the top shelf.
Poor thing.
But that's where my tubs of clothes go and all of the throw pillows that I've swapped out over the years. Perfect. They're all up there.
Just got a message from our next podcast guest. We're not going to tell you who that is yet, but we have another one coming up next month, or just in a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah.
Not putting it off till the end of the month, but super excited on location shoot for that one.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really, really
good. I'm so excited.
Me too.
But, yay! Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
That is something to look forward to. And it's a podcast thing to look forward to. We're just going to keep doing things to make you excited about doing it so we don't need to take a break.
We need a studio. That would make me excited. Or somewhere. If anybody knows of any little like places in Madison, like studio, even if it's like a shared studio, something like that, just like a little location where we could set up and record every week.
That would like be 1 to 300 square feet is literally all that we would need.
You don't need too much. Yeah. Just a little spot to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If anybody's got anything, hit us up.
That'd be neat.
It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to pretend we're rich and successful at this.
I just do it because I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here, you guys.
Same. Me too. That's the same. Same as her. That same. Yeah, so.
I think I want to make another Dubai chocolate cake.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
that was delightful. She bakes. Everybody, she bakes. She's a baker. She's a keeper.
Yeah. I bake good.
That's why not Adam wiped her up. Real hard, because the baking.
I didn't discover my baking until well into the marriage.
It was her boobs, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was totally the boobs.
Yeah.
And my booty. We're the couple where every single time we pass each other, you give a little butt pat. A little pat.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's just. It's
keep the love alive.
Yeah. And then if you don't do a butt pat, it's like, are you okay? Why are you mad at me? What did I do?
Yeah, they're gross. That's
part of it.
They're pretty gross.
We're sweet.
So sweet.
Hi, babe. Thanks for listening.
Prove it.
He always talks about it.
He does. He does listen.
He actually listens.
He just listens to see if we're talking about him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's it for this week. But next week, we also have nothing to talk about. And for other weeks beyond that, until we have our next guest. So do you guys think we should do more guest episodes?
Sure.
I think we should.
Guests are fun.
We had kind of said like once a month, but I think it's kind of fun to have guests on. And just like, it just kind of takes a little pressure off of us because we don't always have a ton of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I always have things to talk about. Just give me a topic.
Right.
I mean, I've usually got a story or three. Like when we were at dinner last week, and we talked about our driving experiences.
Yeah, that was a good dinner. That was a good, like, we were talking about our rebellious streaks when we were younger. Yeah. Like, all of the times we got caught or escaped from the cops.
I never got caught.
I always did. Which is probably why I'm such a boring prude now. Because I got into so much trouble when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. And I never got caught. I have some outrageous stories of debauchery and poor decisions. But just having fun and having a good time and not getting busted for it.
Yeah, I always got busted. Always. Well, she doesn't do anything. You don't do anything wrong anymore. So I don't need to knock on wood for that. They're not going to come find you later.
I still speed sometimes, but that's probably
I got caught speeding that one time, too.
Oh, yeah.
I always get caught. I'm always the one that gets caught. The car in front of me could be speeding also, and I'm going to be the one that gets pulled over every single time. They just know. So stupid. I mean,
perfection. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's just...
they just think I'm so pretty, and they just want to talk to me. That's all it is. Anyway, tell us your crazy young adult rebellious stories and any fun cop stories if you have them.
Yeah, we're talking like...
stuff you can't tell your parents about.
Like forest bonfire in high school stuff. Or like country road poor decisions stuff. And maybe a little bit of B&E.
Check, check.
You know? Check. Yeah.
Yeah.
Climbing fences you weren't supposed to. Defacing public property stories.
Taking out mailboxes. And then running from the cops.
Yeah. My friend's got some BS going on where teenagers are playing with Orbi guns.
Never heard of it.
And BB guns. So Orbis are those little gel beads, and they'll freeze them so that when you put them in the gun, they don't explode. They hurt when
they hit you.
That's terrible. I know.
It's like shooting marbles out of a gun.
Right?
That's so dumb.
And then BB guns. They're all the rage.
I don't care about hearing about your gun violence.
No.
Thank you very much. Don't tell me any of that
But
crap.
that's the brand of bullshit that the teenagers are up to now. They're not just driving around,
not just
joyriding innocently.
Getting drunk in a cornfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
it's a whole other level.
It's too bad. Yeah, they're trying to inflict violence and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where that stems from.
So rude.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so that's that. Let us know if you think we should do more guests, because I'm totally into that idea. That keeps things fun and fresh, and yeah.
We can just do guests if you have, not take a break.
That's not happening. If you have guest suggestions... let us know who you want to know a little bit more about.
Yeah.
They can be local celebrities. They can be business owners. Mm-hmm. They can be members of our family, any of our friends that you've heard us talk about. Just let us know. Chime in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Communicate with us. We like that.
Yeah, interact.
Give us your money. We like that.
Uh-huh. buymeacoffee.com/opes and dreams podcast.
Do that. I can never get that typed in right when I'm doing the editing. It just actually writes out the word slash.
Great.
And then if I try to edit it, then our mouths aren't syncing correctly. So.
Oh. Well.
It's neat.
Fuck me, I guess.
Yeah. See if I can figure out a way to do like a thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway,
umbrella.
You all have an excellent week. Thank you for listening. This is our outro music. Lord help me.
My new client today, real quick, and before we sign off, she, because I sing along a lot when I'm doing hair, I'll just kind of like hum and sing along to the music. And she goes, do you also like to perform? Because I was talking about Driftless, and I was like, nope, my audiences are my clients and my steering wheel, and that's about it.
Me, lucky me. Lucky me.
Yay!
Lucky you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Have a wonderful week.
Mwah. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.